Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Perik Tess, Mishnah Tess. Nafal Abayis Olav v'Al Ishtoi. This house fell on a person and his wife. Both perished. But like in the previous Mishnah, we don't know who left this world first. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference to the Yarshim. Yarshim Abal Oimrim. The Yarshim of the husband say. Now, stop. What do you mean the Yarshim of the husband? Aren't the Yarshim of the husband also the Yarshim of the wife? The answer is not necessarily. Let's say he had sons from another wife. So Yarshim Abal Oimrim, these sons from the other wife, they taina. The wife passed away first. Then the husband died. Memela could have been just a second later. But if the father, if their father, the husband, was on this world a second after his wife, so the husband inherits Yarshins, the wife, when she passed away. And her property now belongs to us because we Yarshin it from our father. But Yarshe Ha'isha Oimrim, the heirs of the wife, the ones who are supposed to yarshin the woman, for example, let's say her father, or maybe she had sons from another marriage, they say, no, who says that's what happened? We'll tell you what happened was a Baal Nes Rishon. We're going to assume the husband died first, the Yachagach Mesisha, then the wife died. So if the husband passed away first and then the husband never inherited the wife's property. And Mamela, now it belongs to us. We're the ones that yarshin her. Okay. When a couple is married and the woman has property, there are three different possibilities. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, we're not talking about a couple that passed away. They're alive and healthy, but Yaakov gets married. He marries Rachel. Rachel has property from beforehand. We want to set this up properly. So there could be an arrangement called Nichsei Melug. Nichsei Melug means, you should know, this is Rachel's property. She brings it into the marriage. The husband does not own this. The husband can use it, but he's not responsible for it. Then there's something called Nichsei Tzoin Barzel. If Rachel would rather have it this way, she can say, okay, I'm bringing the property in. We're going to record the value in the ksuba. The husband takes full responsibility. That's why it's called Tzoin Barzel, like iron sheep. He has to pay her the value if he divorces her or if he's going to pass away before her, even if the property isn't worth as much now. That's called a Nichsei Tzoin Barzel arrangement. Again, Nichsei Melug is not written into the Ksuba. The husband is not responsible for the value. If Yaakov passes away, Rachel gets back whatever field is left. If it's worth less, it's less. Nichsei Tzoin Barzel is written into the Ksuba, and the husband is responsible for the value. Besides for this, Stamazai, there's money. With every Ksuba, the standard amount is, they could add more, but the standard amount is that she gets 200 zuz. If they get divorced or the husband passes away, she gets 200 zuz. So now, again, we have a house that fell on Yaakov and on his wife Rachel. The Yarshim of the husband say the woman died first and afterwards the husband. Therefore, whatever she owned goes to the husband. And we're the Yarshim of the husband, so we get it. The Yarshim of the woman say the husband died first and then the wife died. The husband never got the Yerusha from the wife. So we're the Yarshim from the wife. We get it. Well, they're going to have to divide it. We don't know who died first. They each receive half. The Beis Hillel say, Nechasim b'chezkasan. No, everything stays where it is. Ksuba, now, the Batanura explains, this is the sugya and the Gemara. When we say ksuba over here, we mean the Nichsei Tzoin Barzel. Tzoin Barzel, again, is recorded in the ksuba when she's married and the husband was responsible for the value. Ksuba b'cheskas yarshei habal. The husband was in possession of this. He was responsible for it up until the time that the house fell in. And therefore it stays in his rishos. The yarshim of the husband get it. However, nechasim ha-nichnasim v'hayoytzim ima. But the properties that enter and leave the marriage with her, but they were never officially recorded in the ksuba, these are called nechasim ha-nichnasim v'hayoytzim ima, the money that comes in and goes out with her, b'cheskas yarshei ha'av. That belongs to her father. The husband had nothing to do with this. This was always in the reshus of the wife. Okay, so quickly, chazring over. This house fell on Yaakov and on his wife Leah. The yarshim of the husband of Yaakov say, the wife died first, and afterwards the husband. So the husband, yarshim, the wife, we get everything. The yarshim of the woman say, like her father, it could also be her son, some different marriage. They say, no, the husband died first. And then the wife died. The Beis Shammai say, divide everything half and half. The Beis Hillel say, it depends. Nichsei Tzayin Barazel, that was in the possession of the husband. The husband was officially responsible for this. He had to pay back the value of whatever it was. So it was in the chazak of the husband. So the Yarshim of the lady say, it comes to them, they have to prove it. They're going to have to prove that the husband died first. But the Nechasim, HaNechnasim, VaYaitzim, Ima, that's the Nichsei Meloig, which was not recorded in the Ksoba, and the husband was never responsible for its value, that never left the possession of the woman. She brought it in when she got married. It was hers before she got married. The husband never owned this. That goes to the Yarshei Isha. Now, what about the 200 that's owed to the lady? Evi Ksoba has at least, if she wasn't married before, 200 zuz that comes to her. That was never paid to her. That stays in the chazaka of the Yarshei Habal.